Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 8 of the From the Outside with Sarah C. podcast. I am Sarah Crosscut, the host and creator of this podcast, and the owner and facilitator of From the Outside, a series of plant and nature-based lessons that helps us to cultivate a deeper relationship to the natural world, ourselves, and each other. In addition, I am a published environmental writer. My work has been included in several anthologies published by Plants and Poetry Journal, www.plantsandpoetry.org, and Wild Roof Journal, www.wildroofjournal.com. You can learn more and find links on my website, www.fromtheoutsidellc.com. In this episode 8, Wonder, we explore another mushroom of our fairy circle, the fruiting bodies of feelings and emotions that help us to cultivate and deepen our relationship with nature and ourselves. Inspired by this unique and magical phenomenon found in the natural world, I have created a model or means in which we as humans can connect more purposefully and intentionally with nature. In previous podcast episodes, I have talked about some of the other fruiting bodies or emotions, love, beauty, and joy, and today I will explore wonder. Wonder, by definition, means amazement, something that is amazing, to be amazed, to doubt or ponder. For me, wonder is the thread that has been woven through every layer of fabric that has been sewn together to create my relationship with nature and my life. Often, wonder and awe are lumped together. In fact, if you type in wonder in thesaurus.com, awe is listed as a synonym. I think wonder and awe are worthy of being explored separately. For me, they are a little bit different emotions. Awe is the subject of the next podcast episode, so stay tuned. Nature has been the foundation of wonder for me for as long as I can remember. It is where I have had the most deep-seated, eye-opening, soul-connecting, spirit-stirring experiences in my life. Within our interactions with the natural world, wonder is a feeling of pure, profound connection, an unadulterated aha moment, a boundless feeling of belonging. It sparks our curiosity and arouses our awareness to our place in the universe. To me, wonder is distinguished from awe by its intellectual inspiration. Awe, to me, is a truly raw, visceral emotion, completely overwhelming in joy or in fear. Wonder is more infinitely uplifting and completely childlike. Wonder returns me to an uncomplicated, uncluttered, calm capacity. As a child growing up in a chaotic household, nature provided the peaceful place for me to freely explore and express my thoughts, feelings, and emotions that were shut down or ignored at home. I had an enormous curiosity for the natural world and how living things functioned and interacted. I don't ever recall being afraid of certain things like bees or snakes or bugs, things that a lot of people have an aversion to. I knew that everything in nature was equal and it all had value. My feelings of wonder as a child were brief, but transformative in the moment. I did not know what I was feeling at the time, but knew it suppressed my negative thoughts, it stimulated my curiosity, and it soothed my soul. And I would seek it out. So through high school and college, the pursuit of wonder was the motivation for my studies in biology and environmental science. It is wonder that has given me the big picture perspective that I've shared with my students for all my years of teaching. I mean, it's no wonder I'm a teacher, that I love wonder so much. And now with clients as I facilitate workshops. It is wonder that inspires my creativity and content that I share with others through my lessons, writings, and here on my podcast episodes. Over the years, I have learned to connect to wonder easily and almost instantaneously. Wonder is a lens through which I deepen my relationship with nature, myself, and others. And it plants me in the present moment. It grounds me in gratitude, but it also fuels my movement forward. If you spend any time with me outdoors, my enthusiasm in the natural world is evident. I wear it on my sleeve. I am passionate, purposeful, and intentional in my interactions with nature. The web of life is wondrous. I seek out wonder everywhere, my backyard garden and the bucket list adventures that I have been so happy to be able to do. So I have an 18-month-old grandson who is already cultivating his relationship with nature. He knows the big flying things are birds and the little ones are bugs. He engages with nature with his whole body, as most children do. His reactions to all he sees is wondrous. I see his fingers point at the birds flying overhead, the bugs crawling on the ground, the worms wiggling in the dirt, or the squirrels scampering across the yard or up the trees. His ears perk up and his head turns to seek out the geese and ducks squawking on the pond. He purses his lips and blows to acknowledge the wind when he hears the wind chimes, sees the sway of the tree branches, or scatters the magical white fluffy seeds of the dandelion. That's something new that he has figured out he can do. He sniffs the flowers in the garden, but it is the emotion in his voice. The oh and ah, that breath and sound that comes up loud and deep from his heart and his belly that conveys his immense joy. I'm getting a little bit choked up. And pure presence in a state of wonder every single time. He has seen all these things before. He spends hours outdoors every day, but through his child's eyes, they are wondrous each time he experiences them. So breath, I think about his very full body breath when he sees something in nature. Breath weaves us together and is often an auditory signal of what we are feeling in the moment. Like my grandson's full body breath of wonder, or the shallow, fast-paced breath of fear, the heavy exhaled sigh of frustration, or the slow, mindful breath of meditation, breath is a way we can more purposefully and intentionally connect with nature and our heart center. Breathe in, breathe out. Inhale, exhale. A simple exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide. We breathe an average of 23,040 breaths a day. Most of these breaths are involuntary, controlled by the brainstem, varying with our level of activity, anxiety, or excitation. They come and go without us even taking notice. When we breathe without thought, our breath can become shallow, irregular, and inefficient. Our body attempts to shift our breathing pattern when we are disappointed, defeated, frustrated, bored, anxious, stressed, or wishful by emitting an audible, forceful exhale, the sigh. Materializing in many moments of a day, the sigh is often interpreted negatively as a form of passive communication by those around us. However, the sigh is not a means of communicating our emotions to another. It is simply a big exhale, a point to be present, a moment of mindfulness, or a fraction of time to refocus. It is our body's response to our unconscious rhythm of breath, a reminder for us to breathe out and let it go. Plants use carbon dioxide and produce oxygen in the process of photosynthesis. Larger plants, like trees, process a lot of carbon dioxide and in turn manufacture a lot of oxygen. In essence, they are the lungs of the planet. Scientists have observed fluctuations in the levels of global atmospheric carbon dioxide over a 12-month period. The two hemispheres of the planet have opposite growing seasons. Seemingly, the influence these opposite growing seasons have on global carbon dioxide levels would cancel each other out. However, the northern hemisphere has more land area and therefore more foliage than the southern hemisphere. The growing season in the northern hemisphere, especially during the warmer months of the summer, influences the amount of carbon dioxide measured in the atmosphere. Plants use more carbon dioxide from the atmosphere as they photosynthesize and grow, lowering global atmospheric carbon dioxide levels. As deciduous trees lose their leaves in the cooler months and photosynthesis ceases, global atmospheric carbon dioxide levels increase. These fluctuations in atmospheric carbon dioxide levels are equivalent to the Earth taking a giant inhale and exhale, a planetary sigh. Our breath is our anchor, our tether, our connection. When we are conscious of our breath, we can bring our awareness and focus out from the confusing and chaotic clouds of our head down to our calming, compassionate, loving heart center. The simple practice of breathing, the gentle exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide can help us restore relationships, foster forgiveness, strengthen our capacity for self-love, and create space to hold thought and connection to others and our environment. It also shows our connection to wonder in the natural world around us. Wonder is the childlike lens to view the world that sparks our curiosity. It makes us want to know and understand more. It provokes us to spend more time immersed in nature and encourages us to seek her wisdom. It renews our perspective. What lessons can I learn about myself when I explore wonder in the natural world with which I am an integral part? So a few years ago, I needed a fresh perspective in my own life. So I moved solo to a small Inuit village in remote Alaska, 350 miles inside the Arctic Circle. I arrived on Halloween. By Thanksgiving, we were entombed in ice and enveloped by the 3-month, 24-hour darkness of the polar night. Wow, a fresh perspective indeed. It was extraordinary and transformative and an opportunity that so many people never have to experience the polar night. So I write about it in the following essay titled Darkness. And this essay also was published by Wild Roof Journal in issue 18. Until a few years ago, I was afraid of the dark, especially when hiking in the forest. As soon as the late afternoon shadows began to settle in, I would panic. My breath became shallow, my pace would quicken to ensure I would reach the trailhead before it even remotely became dark. Darkness changes our perspective. Living deep within the Arctic Circle, I gained a real sense of place and position on this planet. It was humbling. It was wondrous. I arrived by bush plane on October 31st, 2018, to a small Inuit village entombed in snow. In the days leading up to the polar night, the 24 hours of darkness from November 22nd, 2018 to January 29th, 2019, I observed the hours of daily sunlight decrease rapidly. It is a phenomenon that only those living closest to the ends of the earth experience. As the sun struggled to make its appearance over the horizon, I realized that the daily celestial cycle of sunrise and sunset, an event that most people take for granted and perhaps never ponder, was not going to materialize for 65 days in Wainwright, Alaska. As I watched the last bit of pink light drained from the sky on November 21st, I experienced the familiar fear of the dark. Darkness changes our perspective. Most plants begin their life in darkness. In darkness of the earth's soil, protected and nourished by the seed, the tender young plant grounds itself with its roots. It slowly pushes through the darkness to spread its leaves to the light, and in using the sun's energy, begins to grow, bountiful first in flowers and then in fruit. Plants use the warmth and the darkness of the soil to rest, awaiting optimal conditions for germination and growth. Moreover, many species of plants are night bloomers, unfolding their beautiful, fragrant flowers in the dark of night to attract nocturnal pollinators. There is beauty and wonder in darkness. It brings quiet rest, solitude, and time to dream. It gives us the opportunity to change our perspective. By enveloping ourselves in darkness, we can cultivate our ideas, germinate our creativity, and grow our fortitude and courage. We transform ourselves from mediocrity to greatness, unconsciousness to spiritual awakening, and meaninglessness to purpose. As the veil of darkness is lifted, we return to aliveness as brave, determined, sovereign beings of light. As always, at the end of each episode, I like to share with you a simple practice. So this practice will encourage you to cultivate your connection to wonder. You will need a journal and a writing utensil, or you can photograph with a camera or the camera on your phone and reflect on the photos after you complete your observations in a quiet space with your journal. So the first step is you're going to find an object in nature. It can be a plant, an animal, a rock, the sky, whatever you choose to observe. And you want to observe this object for 3 minutes in just direct vision view. Just look at it. And answer the following questions. What did you notice? What does it mean to you? And what is it trying to tell you? And then you're going to observe the same object again for 3 minutes. But this time I want you to change your perspective. I want you to observe it through childlike eyes. Observe it like you've never seen it before. And then reflect and answer the same three questions. Again, the questions are, what did you notice? What does it mean to you? And what is it telling you? Is there a difference in the way you feel when you looked at nature through a child's eye? Did you see differently? Did you notice something that you've never noticed before? Did it spark your curiosity or elicit questions? Do you want to know more? Have you tapped into your wonder? As always, you can reach out to me through email, which you can find on my website, through Instagram. I always love to know those of you that are doing these activities after you listen. I always love to know and hear you share what are the things that you have experienced when you do these activities. Thank you so much for listening. I encourage you to venture out, seek out that wonder, connect to it, to your backyard, to a local park, a green space near where you work, and spend a few minutes purposefully and intentionally connecting with nature. Use your whole body. Really integrate into your being what you see, smell, hear, and feel, and use your breath. Spend time with those you love or sit in silence, solitude, and stillness. They are important states of being in nurturing our nature connections. Acknowledge nature's wisdom and role in your life. Nature shows us how beautiful and transformative growth can be. Remember, we are all connected to the source of life and each other. With that said, you can connect with me through my website, www.fromtheoutsidellc.com, or on Instagram at @SarahC_outside. Links to the podcast, website, publications, webinars, and all the things can be found there. You can visit my website for upcoming classes in the local community, webinars, latest publications, and details on workshops available for educational settings, professional development, recovery programs, conferences, or other groups. These workshops are available in person or through Zoom. As always, please feel free to reach out. Until next time, take care.